Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. Well, it's officially the lead up to the 2021 Fritz Noor Fall Clinic. The clinic has a proud tradition of both longevity and for the quality event that it is each year. This year's weekend promises to uphold that tradition with University of Northern Colorado's Troy Nickerson as a headliner and a few wrinkles to attract not only coaches from across the state, but also their families as well. With us to talk about the 2021 Fritz Noor Fall Clinic is President and Treasurer Doug Vanderlinden of Burlington. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Pat. I'm excited about being here. I'm excited that we're back. We're all back to school for the most part, and we're gearing up for fall sports right now. And as soon as the first kid shows up with a new backpack, I start to get excited about wrestling. So we're excited about this year's clinic and what we're going to be doing.
Absolutely. So like other fellow KWCA members, I recently received the email and the hard copy in my school mailbox of the explaining and detailing the upcoming clinic. Give us a general overview for first timers and let us know what's in store that makes the 2021 version unique.
Well, you know, we've got several things that are going to make it unique. First of all, we're entitling this year the Kansas Wrestling Family Weekend. You know, we felt like, you know, with the impact of the pandemic last year, that the sport of wrestling was hurt. As you know, USA Wrestling numbers were down 40%. Roster sizes at the middle school were smaller. Boys' roster sizes were smaller. The girls stayed about the same. So we saw an impact of the pandemic on the sport. And, you know, we really thought about the fact that to return and regrow and get back to where we're going to get post-pandemic, that part of what we need to do is focus on one of the key values of wrestling, and that is family. And so we're encouraging people to come and bring their families. There's going to be several activities set up for that. The second thing that's new is a new venue location. For anybody that's been to Salina in the past 15 years, it's been in a couple of different places. This year, Travis Sheely, who's a wrestling official at the high school and college level, he's one of the directors of recreation at Salina, and we're going to be using what's called the Salina Fieldhouse. It's a beautiful facility downtown. It's going to hold three mats for the different things that we're doing, but we're going to have the main part of the clinic in there. Our host hotel is going to be the Homewood Suites. It's a Hilton hotel. It's also in the downtown area, just a couple of blocks from the Fieldhouse. Beautiful hotel, great rooms. That'll be where we'll be having some of our meetings and the banquet. So two great venues that we've never had access before. Everything really starts on Thursday, Pat. We start off with the NWCA Scholastic Leadership Academy. And this is sponsored by the United States Marines and by the KWCA. That'll go from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Homewood Suites. And the only cost to that is $25, and that covers the cost of refreshments and a little bit of our expense with the room. But the focus is we'll actually have Bud Henshaw from the NWCA there, who will be leading. There are three parts now to the Scholastic Leadership Curriculum. And if you go through all three parts, then you have focused on total program building and becoming a transformational coach. And so this will be part one. We hope to have part two at next year's Keisha Coaching School, which I'll have. And then part three will be next year at the KWCA Clinic. If you take all three pieces in the course of the year, you'll be a KWCA Scholastic Leadership graduate. And so we're excited about that. And this is a great chance to develop not only young coaches, maybe assistant coaches, Rule 10 coaches, but a chance to develop even some veteran coaches to get them to take a look at it. You and I both have benefited from being part of the Leadership Academy.
Well, it sounds like, you know, not only we're getting a facelift in facilities, but also just a little bit more robust agenda as well. So last year we pulled off an online convention with a lot of help from fellow board member Nate Nas and his employer, the National Wrestling Coaches Association. It sounds like this year the plan is to bounce back in person in a big way. Tell us what went into that planning and preparation for this year's clinic, not only, you know, procuring new facilities, but also just the robust agenda.
Well, you know, again, it's back to this idea that you know, it was time for us to grow our facilities, to grow the program, the offerings. And I felt like all the board members saw that. We had a great virtual clinic, and Nate and the NWCA and our board members who were involved in developing programming were huge in making that successful. But, you know, part of what's important in coaching conventions is that social networking, the networking back and forth and making friends and strengthening relationships between coaches. And even this year, as we get more officials involved, because eventually the officials will become a big part of this clinic. There's also a strong tie-in to USA Wrestling. They're one of our premier sponsors. And Blue Chip Wrestling is a premier sponsor of this year's new event. So we're really kind of got some big-time groups behind us. On Friday, the programming will start off at 10 o'clock with Aaron Meister. He's the new head women's coach and men's coach at Friends University, a brand-new program. And as you know, Aaron coached an Olympic gold medalist. He recruited Tamara to Waylon Baptist, and she won a gold medal for Team USA. So we're excited to hear Aaron. And then at 11 o'clock, Eric Wentz, who is in his second year as the head coach at Fort Hays State University, they will be our one-hour clinicians prior to lunch on Friday. Friday afternoon, Troy Nickerson will be there from 1 to 4. We'll then have a dinner, and then we'll have what's called the Coaches and Officials Roundtable, which is a chance for coaches and officials to talk. And we've got a lot of challenges. One of our biggest challenges, Pat, is how do we recruit and develop new officials? The officials themselves will tell you that we're losing officials to retirement, young officials not staying with the sport. And whether you and I like it or not, if we don't have officials, it's going to be awful difficult to have our sport. Either that or you and I are going to be shaking hands with our kids, and then you and I are going to be out officiating the matches ourselves, you know. And I don't know about you, but
nobody
I'm not
wants that.
Good at getting up and down that much anymore. So I don't think I want to be. I don't think I want to be doing that. So we're going to talk about what that challenge is, and more importantly, ideas to meet that challenge. And then at 7 o'clock, we're moving over to a place next door called the Alley and AJ Sports Grill for coaches and officials and spouse and family social there. It's got bowling, it's got laser tag, it's got 3D virtual reality stuff. It's a sports bar with a grill and all kinds of food. We're all going to go over there and have a great time at AJ's on Friday evening. Saturday, we kick it off. We're going to have a session presented on coaching for significance. A couple of different coaches that are still to be announced will be presenting then at 8 o'clock Saturday. Mark Wentz will do his rules meeting, which is important to all head coaches and middle school head coaches, as well as officials attend. And then we'll have Troy Nickerson for another 2 hours. And then at that point, we'll have a couple of other items, housekeeping items to do. And then we'll head over to the Hilton for our awards banquet and Hall of Fame dinner, Hall of Fame lunch. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a middle school, high school wrestling clinic. We've got a clinician to be announced there over at the field house. USA Wrestling will have a couple of sessions that afternoon at the field house. So they'll be taking advantage and doing some coaches education. And then at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we're going to have what's called the Kansas Wrestling Summit 2, where we talk about the positives and the negatives of Kansas wrestling and what are our biggest challenges and how do we address those challenges from the grassroots level of the USA Wrestling Club through middle school, high school, and all the way to the college ranks. So we'll have representatives of all those levels that will be part of that. And then on Sunday, USA Wrestling will be holding their district meetings on Sunday morning and their state body meeting on Sunday afternoon. And that wraps up the wrestling part of the clinic.
The mission of the KWCA is summed up in leading, honoring, promoting, and serving. The organization certainly lives up to that motto and really puts it on display each year at the Fall Clinic. The banquet is always a first-class event and recognizes award winners, highlighted by the Hall of Fame inductees. Tell us a little bit about the three inductees.
Well, I tell you what, we've got what's interesting is one of our inductees is actually a holdover from 2020, the class of 2020, because of COVID, and that's Rick Langerott. Rick was a longtime coach at Mulvane High School, a 4A school, and Rick had a tremendous amount of success. He's been involved in coaching for over 40 years. And so Rick will be officially recognized and officially inducted into the KWCA Kansas Wrestling Hall of Fame on Saturday. And then in addition to that, two longtime veterans, the first being Wayne Peterson. Wayne, as many of you know, Coach Pete, has been involved in a lot of different places. He was at Fort Hays State from 82 to 92. He also coached at Neosho County, and he was the JUCO Wrestling Man of the Year back in 2012, and was inducted into their Hall of Fame in 2019. And then also our third inductee this year is Coach Robert Gonzalez, Bob Gonzalez, who spent the past 16 years at Manhattan High School. And before that, he was at Shawnee Heights High School. And Coach has had a tremendous career, not just coaching career, but has been a tremendous ambassador for the sport. He was a KWCA president on different occasions. He also has led the Kansas Coaches Association. He's been our National Wrestling Coaches Association rep. He was instrumental in starting the Kansas chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. And you just can't go to a Kansas wrestling event without running into Bob there. He still has a tremendous passion after 40 years for the sport of wrestling and what it does. And he's finally hanging up the whistle, but I don't think he's going to hang up his involvement. But Coach Langerach, Coach Peterson, Coach Gonzalez, all deserve to be honored, and we're looking forward to honoring them at our Hall of Fame ceremony.
Absolutely. What a trio there. So also new this year is an award named after for a pillar in the Kansas wrestling community, Cody Lambot. The Rossville grad, UNK alum, and longtime coach has been battling ALS like the champion that he is for the past few years. Tell us about the Cody Lambot Courage and Coaching Award.
You know, this is one that it really hits home to me. So I remember Cody as a wrestler in the high school ranks and then going to Labette County. And then as he went on to Nebraska County, I kind of lost touch with him for a while. Then he ended up showing back up at his hometown in Rossville, was an assistant coach for Coach Breckheisen there and with Coach Courtney Horrigan. And then he and Courtney then took over the head coaching duties and have been the co-coaches for that period of time. So in 2014, Cody was stricken with ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, April 2017, known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And, you know, Cody has battled it head on. The Rossville wrestling family has stepped up in numerous ways behind Cody and behind his 7-year-old son, Lincoln. And one of the things that we realized as a board is that we did not really have an award that recognized coaches that are battling through significant life challenges and still finding a way. For example, with live streaming this past year, Cody was watching almost every match reel before he'd wait to get on huddle the day after a duel, the day after a tournament, to take his notes and share them with Courtney and share them with the kids. With live streaming, he was watching matches and texting and communicating with kids right after their matches. He is just as involved to this day as he was when he was coaching on the mat prior to the debilitating effects of his disease. And, you know, he just loves the sport, but more importantly, he loves the kids that he coaches in the sport. And so we felt like this award was appropriate, that Cody is a model for facing adversity and life challenges head on. So not only did we create the award to honor Cody and what he stands for as a coach, but we also named him as the first recipient. So we'll be presenting that award to him at the clinic as well.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah, it gives me goosebumps just to think of that, and that he will be the first recipient. What a neat honor.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. And I know I have a feeling quite a few of the Rossville faithful will turn out there to be there with Cody that day. So I definitely hope everything works out and that he's able to be with us as well.
For sure. So finally, let us know what the registration options are and how we get registered for this year's convention.
You bet. Well, I tell you what, the easiest way is to go to kansaswrestling.org, www.kansaswrestling.org. On our homepage, you'll find a menu button at the top called Clinic. And then if you click on that and come down to Registrations, what you'll find is that you've got two different options for how to register. The first is an online registration where you can register online and pay online for everything that's going on, the Leadership Academy, all those things. The second thing is a paper-based. So if you're kind of old school or your school requires that you fill this out, there's a PDF file that you can open up there and fill out and get submitted. I do want to encourage people to have
their registrations early if they could, because Blue Chip is putting together a special packet with a t-shirt, shorts, lanyard, and a personalized mug in honor of this year's big change in the clinic. And you have to be pre-registered by September 17th to get that. Also on that clinic webpage is the information on the hotel for the Homewood Suites, the Hilton Homewood Suites. Basically, you can save about $80 a night by using the KWA code that is all listed there as well. Finally, there's a whole series of activities in the paper version that are good for spouses and kids. Visit Salina with Tiffany Bean, who's kind of their director, has done a tremendous job putting together some activities for family members during the course of the clinic. And so please take a look at that paper version and fill it out and send it to Tiffany via email. It's all on the form so that you can get your spouse and kids registered to do some really cool things on Friday and Saturday. The last thing I forgot to mention, Pat, is on Sunday we talked about the fact that USA Wrestling was going to meet. We're also going to be doing a wrestling clinic on Sunday in the morning from 9 to noon, and that is going to feature Ross Taplin. Ross is a Abilene High School graduate, a very successful high school and collegiate wrestler, and Ross is now a kids club coach with Abilene, but he also has his own private training center. And the people I have talked to and the things I observed, Ross is one of the best young club coaches I see out there right now. And so I'm really excited about Ross being willing to do a clinic for kids. So again, getting kids on the mat, both on Saturday with middle school and high school kids, getting kids on the mat on Sunday. I don't care if you're 4 years old or if you're 104 years old, we're going to have something for you in Salina the weekend of the 7th through the 10th.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us today and fill in on what to expect from this year's fall clinic. Definitely an event to clear your calendar for.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for everything you do to promote the sport. Love listening to your podcast. Keep them up. We enjoy them.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, this has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast, reminding you to get your registration in for the 2021 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic. Thanks for joining us today. Until next time, thanks for listening.